I wanted to just learn a braisa, really in honor of this entire group tonight. It's been, if I may allow myself a personal comment here, a profound source of spiritual sustenance to be able to learn together with all of you and all the people who are listening, you know, through the WhatsApp group every single day, twice a day, with the Tehillim and the Pirkei Avos. You know, as David HaMelech said, "Lulei Torascha Shashuaya Zavati Beoni," that without Torah to support one in times of great challenge, there's a threat of really being overwhelmed. And I have very, very deep hakaras hatov to this group as a group, and to all the individuals in it, both morning and evening. And what it's meant during this entire Sfira period, as we really approach the climax with the Siyum tomorrow night. So the braisa I wanted to learn is very much apropos that point. Amar Rabbi Yossi ben Kisma, Pamachas Hayisi Mahalich Baderech. I was once journeying along the path. Upago bi Adam Echad. An individual who encountered me. V'nasan li Shalom, and he greeted me. V'chzarti lo Shalom, and I reciprocated. I'm the Rabbi Meiza Makomata. Where are you from? So Amarti lo Mir Gedola Shel Chachamim v'Shel Sofer Manim, from a place which is a bastion of Torah learning and study. So I'm the Rabbi Ritzon Chashetadari Manu Bimkomenu. We're going to hire you. V'ani Atein Lecha Alef Alafim Dinari Zav V'Avanim Tovos Sir Margolios. We'll give you a better contract than Roger Goodell has. You'll make $50 million a year. We'll get you the private plane. I'm not sure if he got the private plane in the end, but I think he asked for it. We'll get you everything that you could possibly want. Amarti lo, imatanosin li kol kasev ezov avanim tovos margolios shebaolam. You could give me any number, right? It's not going to make a difference. Any dara lebemakom Torah. I only want to live in a place of Torah. I only want to live amongst people who value these things. You know, the Rambam famously writes, and the Rambam was as independent and original a thinker as anyone that I've encountered personally or through their writings. Derech riaso shel adam lios nimshach b'deyosa v'masa v'achar anshe medinaso. That it's just human nature, it's part of the human condition that we're influenced by our surroundings. And the Gemara Masechta Shabbos tells the story of Rabbi Elazar ben Arach, who was considered to be one of the greatest scholars of his generation, illustrious students of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, according to one view in the Mishnah Pirkei Avos, maybe the greatest of them all, the Mayan HaMisgaber, the most creative, the most insightful. And the Gemara tells the story of when he left the place where his Chaverim were, even if he was greater than them, he suffered a massive spiritual decline and degenerated to the point where he became even functionally illiterate. It's a frightful story in the Gemara. Eventually, his comrades, when he returned to the place of Torah, they prayed for him, and his learning was restored, and he was able to move on from there. But the message is absolutely clear. What's needed is, as the Gemara says, "Ein Torah Niknes Ela B'Chabura." That what's needed is a group of people, of like minded people. It's very hard to do these things alone. And so, as a tribute to everybody here, you know, who is committed, you know, not just to keeping up the learning, but we've increased our learning together. We've never had so much learning every morning and every evening, and we've kept up with the other shiurim and Shabbos, etc. You know, don't let anybody tell you that somehow, you know, we performed fewer mitzvos during this time. It's just not true. We kept up our davening. We kept up our learning. We kept up supporting each other and doing chesed. And then, of course, most of all, we kept up in terms of doing the ultimate mitzvah of achai bahem, of being vigilant and taking care of ourselves and taking care of one another. But for this evening, I just wanted to focus on the opportunity to be able to learn together and to draw strength from what, again, Chazal described as the Sam HaChayim, the elixir of life, and that Torah is, Ki Etz Chayim Hi Lama Chazikim Ba. For those who cling to it, it is indeed a tree of life and everything that is life-affirming. So it's Deep Hakaras HaTov to this entire group to learn together through this period, both in Sfira and even before that, to be able to sustain us, to anchor us, to give us perspective during this unprecedented and very challenging time. Thank you all so very much.